And our next speaker then is Noor Nadia Bintazalini from Maynooth University. And her paper is called Finding Balance, the Relationship Between Work, Family Life and Irish Children's Development of Working Parents. And Nadia is a first-year postgraduate student who's interested in the research field of children, families, work life, mental health and socio-economic well-being, technology use and methodology.
Jeez, so we've come very far along now.
And she's previously worked with children and families in a childcare setting.
Thank you, Nadia. So my name's Nadia and for my research, I am looking at the relationship between work, family life, and Irish children's development. So, how do we work this? Okay, so before I start, maybe perhaps I could engage the audience, even though it's quite small. If I were to say parents and work, what would be the first few things that would pop up in your mind?
Exhaustion.
Okay, exhaustion. Anything else?
Juggling,
yeah, definitely.
Preparation.
Preparation. What about preparation?
Just at the weekend, preparing for the week ahead.
Right. Talking about like weekend and then weekdays. There's quite a lot of things happening around with parents and work, actually. So just to start it off, there is an increasing number of women engaging in work, which means that there is an increasing number of dual earner households in Ireland. So most of my bar concepts here are based on Ireland's data sets. Secondly, you're right in that there is work exhaustion. There are logistical issues, preparation, like what you've mentioned. And there are concerns with regards to work pressures affecting child relationship. So these are quotes which was actually mentioned by parents of young Irish children. On the third end, there is an amount of high workloads, particularly on women. So a woman was noted to work on an average 40 minutes longer as compared to men. With regards to work, what this meant was both paid and unpaid. So when you're actually looking at the concept of work itself, paid and unpaid, you actually see that women are actually putting in more hours or minutes as compared to men on this end. So there are records of poor work-life balance programs they have. So even though they might have work-life balance programs to help with regards to parents and work, there is a poor take-up because of supervisors' poor perception, their attitudes, their supportiveness, and costly unpaid parental leave. And now I understand that Ireland just received the paternity leave, which is only just 2 weeks. So this is something that we might need to look into as well, because other than that, I mean, like you have women with 6 months, and then what happens if they have cesarean section and they can't move? And how is she going to get support? There are some of the things that actually is happening with regards to on the grounds here. And even then, if they were to talk about, yes, I would like to have this whole concept, I'd like to balance everything. But what happens is then there are parts of part-time and flexi-time that, yeah, it actually helps with work-life balance for parents. But what happens is that their career progression is of a concern, meaning like if I were to take on part-time or flexi-time, I can't see myself climbing up that ladder. There is the ceiling going on there. So even if I were to take this on, and even if I'm very good at what I'm doing, but I just can't climb up. So this is one of the things that is actually happening. And most importantly, there is high work-life balance conflict for parents with younger children with regards to work and varied factors attributable, because you have a child who grows over time, so they have different demands as they grow up. So then this is the part where, yeah, they will say certain things with regards to when they're younger as compared to when they're going to primary school, and then when they transit into secondary school, they have different demands of this. Yeah, so now another question then, that was work and parents. What about home and children? If I were to say home and children.
Organization?
What exactly would you think about that?
Well, everything that's like you need to organize, well, the parents need to organize themselves, but the children too need to be part of the whole family. A lot of organization around.
Yeah, definitely. One of it is organization. with regards to how do I organize myself and the children if I have one child compared to if I have two children, if I have to have three children, and if I have work, I mean, if I have childcare, and, or do I get grandparents? So there's a lot of things going on in there. Anything else? No? Yeah, so first, there is this whole concept of daily care work. Now, this is just care work per se. 44% are on women and 25% are on men. Child care costs, though, this is particularly recent, where 12% of your income for just one three-year-old child, it is costly in that sense, because if you're just talking that you have just one child, 12% income from your end if you actually engage in child care. But if you have two or three, now that is something you need to consider. Then you have this whole concept, like what you've mentioned, this whole understanding of childcare arrangements. So there are some very impacts on short-term developmental outcomes. Some of the things that parents do take into account of is how well does my child grow with regards to certain childcare arrangements, because you're talking about home and care and children and how they develop and grow. But what is interesting is that non-parental care for 30 or more hours per week was seen to have socio-emotional difficulties on children. But then again, yeah, so that is something interesting to see. But again, it depends on the childcare arrangement and the concept of what sort of teaching concepts that are actually involved in child in the childcare. Or, for example, if you're engaging in grandparents and whether one grandparent is to one child, and how many child there are. So there's quite a lot of things going on here. Mothers with more children then is less likely to get adequate support. So this is something else altogether. So we're talking about one child, but now if you have mothers who have more than one children, then they are actually saying that they feel that they don't really have adequate support there. And this is the part of the juggle of like, yeah, so now I have children, but then at the same time I have work. So how do I go about with this? And there are certain areas with regards to children's development and risk factors. So some of the things would be involving family stress, maternal ill health and depression. So actually, if the mother have ill health and depression, it contributes to children's development. It actually impacts children's development. It also depends on your socioeconomic position and whether you are in low household income. So some of the things here actually correlate to children's development on this end, right? Now, can I click it? Or does that seem like right? Right, so then after thinking about, right, you have parents and work, and then you have home and children, there's this whole question that pops up in my mind, at least, you know? So like, right, so you have parents and work, and then you have home and children. So the bigger question I asked was, what is then the relationship between work, family life, and the children's development? Because now you have both parents working, but at the same time you're also thinking about, well, how does this influence with regards to children's development? How do we juggle with this sort of things? So what I did previously, I actually did a qualitative analysis on this. So this is done. This is a done research paper. So I looked into what parents say with regards to what work-life balance mean. I just wanted to know, what does work-life balance mean to you? With regards to having young children, and the analysis is based on 9 months old children. So these are parents who have 9 months old, and they've actually shared with regards to what they think are work-life balance, what's it about. So and what I find is that it's talking about structures, basically work structures and family care structures and routines, which is interesting because you're talking about, right, wake up, go to school, and then come back home, and how do I go about with this? That means familial cost of living. Now, this is something interesting to see, that cost of living is quite emphasized here with regards to parents and with regards to what they look at in work life in the midst of country's economic situation and policy changes. So the interviews that I was analyzing was based on interviews that was during the recession period, so that you could see what happens with regards to how parents adjust, especially women, with regards to, right, so if the economy collapsed, and depending on your job scope or your job sector, then who's going to care for the child? Because now then wages occur. And some of the parents actually said, like, right, so then the father's actually lost your job. So then this is whole role concept about, right, so now fathers have to take on the job and mothers actually going out for work because of that economy policies. It really depends on certain situations and that. And so this is where I thought there's work structures here, and then there's family structures here. So what happens in that, when I was analyzing this, I find an intriguing interaction. And the interaction is between how parents want to have this ability to have time to bond and to care and to see their children develop versus the whole concept of engaging in childcare facilities. So yes, they want to go out, they want to climb up the ladder, they want to progress themselves and get to work. But at the same time, what is useful to see was that they're also having this contention, yes, I want to do this, but I also want to do this. So I want to have both work and life. But I find this to be a difficult thing to do, especially for women on this end. And in this, I find that there is structures with regards to gender inequality, such as, for example, women finding it hard to progress with regards to the ladder. And as well as, for interestingly, with regards to men, what happened was that some of them mentioned about how, right, I want to take leave to care for my child, but I got penalized. So, and some of the examples is that, yeah, they do recognize that, yeah, you have a sick child, and yeah, okay, you go and take your leave for the sick child. But what happens is then the next day when they come back, they are actually penalized with regards to work timing. So, for example, they might have worked from 9 to 5, and then they were pushed back to 8 to 4. Now, if you're talking about dual earners and you're talking about routines and wanting to send the child to a particular structure, let's say if they were to take on childcare, this change in work structures for them is penalizing them on that end. So it's just interesting to see how certain men actually said this. But more interesting in that some of the women even said this. For example, I quote, there is this lady who said she sees herself as progressing in her workplace. However, because she got pregnant and she gave birth, she couldn't. And she said that even though she got pregnant and she gave birth, but she said she still feels that she is able to do her work. It's just that I just needed time to just care for myself because of the whole concept of pregnancy. But then that doesn't mean that I'm not good or even worse off than the particular man who is in the same job. So these are some of the things that you're actually mentioning. And in this, what I've seen is that because of this whole allocation of for time, there's this whole concept of roles, who's going to do the caring and stuff like that. But majority also press on with regards to children's growth and development, and that they want to be witnessed, be the one to witness to see this happening. So for this current research, it's actually a continuation from the previous one, in that I'm actually looking at the children's development in reference to the meaning of work-life balance put forward by those parents. So in the international stage of things, there is this question where they've mentioned that there is this need to look into how does health and socioeconomic conditions of working couple parents influence children's life, because there's not much research actually looks into this. And this is quite recent, in 2017. So coming forward to that, I mean, like, this is quite huge to look into children's lives. So my research question is basically looking at how does work-life balance, as put forward by these parents, right, influence children's development over time? Because I've already pulled out and teased out what are the concepts that they've actually mentioned with regards to that. And for example, there is one that has been done in Australia. So what the Australian research has found is that, for example, family income, hours work, and quality of the parents' job actually influences children's development directly. Whereas, on the other hand, longer hours and poor job quality, lack of paid family leave, influence with regards to parents on mental health, less of time spent, and this actually impacts socio-emotional development with regards to the children. And this is more on the Australian side of things now. Yeah, so we don't know yet because to Ireland, this is what I'm trying to do here. And this is in 2012, so then recently they continued with in 2017. What they found was that if the parents actually has increased work-life conflict, meaning that they find that there is conflict between balancing and work and life, the children's mental health actually deteriorates. So that is this direct correlation in there. Whereas if the parents actually have reduced conflict, the children's mental health actually improve. So, but again, this is in Australia, and they found this correlation happening as well, and they suggested because the changes to help family members, because they find that whatever that the parents have been doing, there is some form of correlation there with children's health. So for my aims, and then I just wanted to explore how meanings are prescribed to work-life balance as their children grows in age over time. So even though I did do that for the 9 months, but I would say there is this need to look into as the children develop, would that change over time with regards to the meaning? Because you're talking about different structures here, like schools and the demands of it. And from there, I would like to determine the relationship between what you meant and what you say, would that actually influence children's development there? So parents would say, yeah, I'm having this, I'm having that, this is my perception of it. So I would like to tease that out and see whether does that really have an influence over children's development. So then my objectives here is then to examine the concept itself, the concept of work-life balance as put forward by parents here. And from there to look at whether is there any interaction between this and children's development and see how strong are these interactions here. And from there, I then would like to look into the meanings of work-life balance for those who have children who recently started private school, because compared to the 9 months, which we are talking about crash or grandparents or childminders versus children going to school. Now, and we're talking about academics now, we're talking about learning, so I would just like to see how the meanings actually change. And in this end, what I noticed that from the previous research, one of the weaknesses of that is that they only look at heterosexual couples, so then that there is a certain flaw in that. So for this current research, I would like to see whether I could have both in there. So both heterosexual and homosexual couples. I just want to see, would the meanings prescribed would there be a general census regards to the understanding of work-life in here? Like, so then the outcome here would be on children's overall development and some of the theories I've adopted, because these are what they've suggested, is this bioecological theory, and they asked to look at the proximal process regards to the person's characteristic, the context, which is, for example, the work and the work life and the time. So I'm looking at the time as well. And some of my research methods is basically a mixed method, or we call it a convergence model. And for the moment, I'm actually in phase one with regards to the quantitative methods here. So then once when I found certain relations, then I would build up with regards to the qualitative aspect, just to see how or what parents would talk about. And then I will actually interpret from there to evaluate, does work-life balance actually influence children's development in Ireland? So for the quantitative methods, for the moment, I'm actually using the Growing Up in Ireland datasets because it is quite in line with the bioecological model, and it does take into concept of time. So it has analyzed children from 9 months to 3 to 5 to 9 right now. So I'm analyzing on this end. And from there, I'm just looking at the levels with regards to, right, so if parents were to say job quality is one of them, or working hours or distance, as compared to time and regards to children's development, though, this is the part where the longitudinal aspect and multi-level here will take place. Some of the things that I will look into is that, because these are some of the concepts that were put forward by the parents themselves. So things like sector, hours, travel, the need for travel. So for example, some of the parents might need to travel abroad just for work. So these are some of the things there, promotion. Actually, which is interesting as well, because work was actually seen as a socialization space. Yeah, because it's like, why? I'm so stressing you at home, you're caring. And I'm like, why? I have my own me time here. But that was interesting to see. As well as this concept of gender as well. But other than that, with regards to the family life, they talk a lot about logistics, a lot of organizations, with regards to the facilities. So if, for example, a lot of them actually mentioned about how if the place actually could take care of, if, for example, you have three children, they would like it if that place could care for all three. But again, you're talking about childcare. And if one child is 12%
of your income, then that's something with regards to cost of living that they are thinking about.
So this is something that you need to think about on how do I balance this. And some of the aspects as well, they've actually mentioned with regards to getting child benefit. So there are certain instances where they might have twins, and if the twins actually fell sick, so then what happens is that each child at the time might cost about 50 just to meet the GP. And then there will be 100, and then there will be some which actually mentioned they spent 1,000 euros just within a month because the child was sick. And this are, and this is talking about two pair of twins there. So they talk about how some policies there have an influence. So from here, I'm hoping to analyze this and then look at how this might have a relationship in there. Yeah, so, but again, I'm separating in the concept of gender just to see how this has an influence over children's development. Now, this part here, I would say, is one of the weaknesses because when you're growing up in Ireland, data sets, they only utilize heterosexual couples. So this is the part where I'm just, okay, let's just look at the gender aspect on this end first. And then from the qualitative aspect, then we'll include everyone in, because then I would be a bit more free to look into all the different aspects that might otherwise be omitted. So for the qualitative aspects, looking at interviews and just interviewing couples and looking at what they talk about with regards to work and life and children's development. And some of the ways that I intend to do this is to actually engage together with a time diary just to get them to be a bit more aware, like, right, can you help me show me how you actually spent your day, for example, a weekday versus a weekend. And you'll have things like housework coming into play, and who's doing the housework, and how do you divide this time with regards to who's doing the housework and who's caring for the child, right? So just looking at that. And basically that's it. Thank you.